Ever wonder what it's like right before you die? You know, to stare death in the face. Well, get ready, because today's deep dive, it's going to send chills down your spine. We're going deep, deep into the world of near-death experiences.
Oh, fascinating.
And we've got something really special lined up, something called death.pdf.
Okay.
And it's a first-hand account from someone who actually lived through it, lived to tell the tale.
It's amazing, you know, how these stories, they're so personal, but they often share these really striking similarities. It really makes you think about what consciousness is, you know,
Yeah.
how our brains react when they're pushed to the absolute limit.
Yeah. And the story we're looking at today is from a man named David Noel Lynch.
Okay.
And his story, well, it begins with this horrific car crash. We're talking high speed, swerving off the road.
Oh.
The kind of scenario that, honestly, it makes your heart skip a beat just thinking about it.
You know, trauma, especially sudden life-threatening trauma like that, it can have a really profound effect on the brain. It's like the mind in this desperate attempt to understand what's happening, it creates these incredibly vivid, often totally unexplainable
And
experiences.
Lynch's experience, let me tell you, it's nothing short of incredible. He talks about this feeling of detaching from his body. Like he's watching the accident happen, but he's not actually in it. He sees his friend who's injured, the police arriving. It's surreal.
That out-of-body phenomenon, it's a common thing in near-death experiences. Some researchers think it might be a neurological response to trauma, you know? It's
Right.
like a way for the brain to deal with this overwhelming stress by creating this sense of separation.
Okay, but here's where it gets really wild. So as Lynch is floating there, watching this wreckage, he hears a voice. And this isn't just any voice. It's a voice that tells him, says, "Fear not, do not be afraid." And get this, the fear, it just vanishes. It's replaced by this overwhelming sense of calm.
You know, the emotional part of these experiences, it's just as fascinating as the sensory details.
Yeah.
This overwhelming peace that Lynch describes, it's a common thread in NDE accounts, and it really challenges what we know about how the brain processes fear and trauma. It suggests that maybe there are deeper things at play here, things we don't fully understand yet.
It's like his brain just flipped a switch,
Yeah.
you know, panic to pure tranquility, just like that. And it gets even stranger. This voice, which Lynch starts calling Father, it starts guiding him through scenes from his life, almost like a cosmic slideshow.
Interesting.
It's what researchers call a life review, and it's incredibly detailed.
This life review element, it is really intriguing. Why would this specific experience, often with such vivid details and emotions, be so common in NDEs? It suggests that maybe there's this profound need to find meaning when faced with death, you know? A way for our minds to process the immensity of life in those final moments.
It's almost as if our brains, they're hardwired to search for meaning and closure, even at the very edge of existence. It really makes you think, if you were in Lynch's shoes, what moments from your life, what would flash before your eyes? It's one thing to see your life flash before your eyes, but Lynch's experience, it goes even deeper than that. He doesn't just watch these memories, he feels them. He's acutely aware of his loved ones, especially his family.
That feeling of connection, it comes up a lot in NDEs. It's like, in the face of death, our need for love, for connection, it just intensifies. It's like it goes beyond our physical world.
And it's heartbreaking because he says he tries to warn his brother about the accident, but he can't. He
No.
can't seem to get through. It's like he's a ghost, you know, trapped behind this sheet of glass, just desperately trying to break through.
It's like he's caught in what we call a liminal state, a place between, you know,
My grand.
neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Imagine having all this knowledge, all these emotions, but you can't do anything. You're powerless. It really highlights that sense of detachment that often comes with these experiences.
It's strange because just when you think Lynch's experience couldn't get any weirder, it takes another turn. He starts talking about this light, this brilliant blue-white light in the distance,
Okay.
and it's calling him, drawing him in.
You know, light, it's such a powerful image. We see it in our culture and spirituality. It's often connected to something bigger than us, something divine. But what's interesting from a scientific view is that seeing intense light, it can also be a sign of oxygen deprivation
Oh, wow.
or unusual brain activity,
Right.
especially in situations like this, near-death situations.
So you're saying what Lynch saw as this otherworldly light, it could have just been his brain trying to make sense of these changes happening in his body as he was dying.
It's a possibility, and it's something researchers are really looking into. But it's important to remember, you know, these scientific explanations, they don't change how powerful these experiences are for the people who have them.
Yeah, it's like trying to describe a color to someone who's been blind since birth.
Exactly.
You can talk about wavelengths and physics, but it doesn't capture the feeling, the experience of actually seeing color.
And in Lynch's case, this light, it's not just something he sees, it's something he feels. He describes it flooding his vision, pouring into his head like water from a pitcher. You know, it's a total sensory immersion. It goes way beyond just seeing.
So it's almost like he's describing synesthesia.
Right.
Where his senses are blending together. And as he gets closer to this light, he describes this feeling of merging, of becoming one with something much bigger than himself, something he can't even explain.
This idea of oneness, of interconnectedness, is something we see in mystical experiences all over the world throughout history. It speaks to this human desire to transcend, to connect to something bigger than ourselves.
And then just like that, as suddenly as it started, it's over.
Yeah.
He's ripped away from this feeling of pure bliss, and he's back in the car. His injuries, they're all coming back to him. The pain, the reality of the situation, it all comes crashing down on him.
Imagine that transition, that jarring shift from this realm of pure consciousness back into your body with all its limitations. It's no wonder that people who experience these things, they struggle to reconcile these profound events with their everyday lives.
I can't even imagine. It'd be like waking up from a dream, but like, 1,000 times more intense.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a dream. It really happened, or at least it felt like it really happened.
Right.
And Lynch even mentions that he felt like he had to, like, go home and make sure he wasn't dead.
Mm.
That's how much this experience messed with his sense of reality.
Yeah, you know, it's really important to remember that these near-death experiences, they often involve a really, really profound psychological and existential crisis.
Mm.
I mean, just imagine for a second grappling with the possibility that everything you thought you knew about life and death, maybe it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's a heavy burden to carry.
It really is. And on top of all that, on top of this life-altering experience, Lynch is, he's also dealing with the loss of his friend and the physical and emotional scars of the accident.
I mean,
how do people even begin to process all of that, the trauma, the potential growth you were talking about?
You know, that's a really good point. It's not just about the NDE itself. It's about what happens after. It's about the long process of trying to integrate that experience into your life. And for some people, these experiences, they can be a catalyst for real change, you know, for real personal transformation. They might find that they're less afraid of death, or they have a greater appreciation for their loved ones, or maybe they even feel a renewed sense of purpose.
So it's like these events, these terrifying events,
yeah,
they can actually lead to something positive.
In many cases, yes. It's like facing the fact that life is fragile, it allows them to really, really appreciate the preciousness of it. And often they come back with this shifted perspective, a deep understanding that changes their values, their priorities, everything.
You know, there's one more thing from Lynch's account that I found really eerie.
Okay.
He finds out later that his brother, the one he was trying to warn during that life review,
right,
his brother had this weird premonition right before the accident. It's almost like some part of Lynch's consciousness, it actually did reach through,
yeah,
across time and space.
You know, that part of Lynch's story, it really gets at the heart of what makes NDEs so fascinating, so mysterious. These are the elements that challenge our current understanding of consciousness, of how we're all connected.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is. It really is. Could there be more to these experiences than we can currently explain with science? Could they be hinting at a reality that's far beyond our current understanding? These are the questions that keep researchers up at night.
It's exciting and a little scary all at the same time, isn't it?
It is. But that's the beauty of exploring near-death experiences. Mm. They make us question our assumptions. They expand our awareness. They force us to admit that there's still so much we don't know about consciousness, about the universe, about everything.
I like that. David Noel Lynch's story.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that sometimes it's when we confront the unknown that we really start to understand ourselves and just how vast existence really is.
It's a reminder to stay curious. Never stop asking questions. And be open to the possibility that reality might be a lot stranger and a lot more wonderful than we could ever imagine.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries we've uncovered today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of near-death experiences. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep asking the big questions.